Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
When the Santa's out. And with the incredible American legend Shooter Jennings, son of country music legend, outlaw country legend Waylon Jennings, bringing us in with his track from the Black Ribbons album, the incredible Shooter Jennings. Again, I get a lot of emails asking about that track. What, you know, what is that bringing us in? What, you know, what is that intro music? That entire album, the entire Black Ribbons album, is a call to arms. It's a call to arms to freedom out there, to everybody who loves freedom. And that is why you are listening to this show. Welcome to Radio Contra, friends, and the Mossy Oak Militia out there. All of you, of course, I am the Commandante, guiding you in this fight for liberty. But anyway, it's really good to be back, of course, brought to you by Brushbeater.store and AmericanPartisan.org. AmericanPartisan.org, daily news site with all of the news that's fit to print and a lot of the news that the official media doesn't want you to know about. But Brushbeater.store, night vision, thermal, preparedness supplies, freeze-dried food. I've got a full line of products, both from Heaven's Harvest and Peak Refuel. So Peak Refuel, kind of gourmet prepared meals, very, very good. Kind of, you know, think about this like your MREs, things that you're going to carry on a pack, you know, when you're out hiking and doing all the things. And Heaven's Harvest is that 30-year freeze-dried food, bulk storage food. So we've got it all over there. All right, we've got it all. So check the website out. We've got tactical gear. We've got communications equipment. You name it, we've got it. All right, you name it, we've got it. And that's brushbeater.store. But really good to be back in here. Of course, you can catch the broadcast now. I alluded to it last week. We have been picked up by an affiliate who will be sharing episodes of Radio Contra in the 10 to midnight slot on Sunday nights, and that is on the BBS Radio Network. You can find a stream of that, a live stream of that network, bbsradio.com. And those are our wonderful partners over there. Reached out to me, and man, I was really surprised by that, really honored by that. There are some radio stations that are involved in this, and of course we have, you know, the larger BBS radio network that has a couple of transmitters as well. So they are running 24/7, and we have that 10 to midnight on here on the Eastern Seaboard here at Eastern Time. And man, I'm really, really excited about that. I'm stumbling over my words a little bit because it's still kind of new to me, and I'm still really excited. So there's a lot of really positive developments on this end. Things are moving very quickly, and a whole lot of really important things to share with you, including a new sponsor for Radio Contra, for this podcast, for American Partisan, for Brush Beard Eyes Store, right? And that is our new incredible partnership with Genesis Gold Group. I am so excited to get this thing off of the ground. You know, I have a lot of people who have come to class, who've reached out to me over the years, who are big into precious metals. I'm a precious metals man myself. And so being able to partner with Mike Lindell's company, with the Genesis Gold Group, I'm really, really excited. And you can find all of the details at brushbeatergold.com. That's brushbeatergold.com. Enter that into your URL. I'm going to have links down below in the show notes. But if you click on brushbeatergold.com, there is going to be a lot of information over there. And I am just so excited. It's yet another company that has reached out, that wanted to partner with the show. We're doing some really incredible things. And this is yet another blessing that has been bestowed upon this audience, that has been bestowed upon the Radio Contra listenership out there. And I'm really excited to say that, you know, we're doing it. You know, we are shooting for the moon and we're hitting the stars, you know, I'm going to tell you, when I started Radio Contra, you know, we've had over 1 million downloads now. When I started Radio Contra, you know, kind of expecting to get canceled, you know, I started Radio Contra in a time where censorship was reaching its heights. Of course, we didn't know how bad it was going to get. And, you know, I expected to get canceled and, you know, we don't really follow any script. There is no script that I have. You know, we pick topics here. Of course, we've got our live show. We've got Sons of Liberty that we do on Thursday nights when I'm available to do it. And this show where I pick a topic and we rock and roll with it. So to have over 1 million downloads now, right? We get just a few years down the pipe, we have over 1 million downloads. We are currently ranked number 6 on Podbean in news commentary. We are frequently trending at the top of the charts of all podcasts. And man, I'm going to tell you, you know, for a guy who just a few years ago didn't really know what the next step in life was going to be, when, you know, it was very apparent to me that I needed to make some serious life changes. You know, and you have that crossroads in life and you got to make a choice. You know, I didn't really know where this road was going to take me, but trust in the Lord. And here we are, you know, here we all are. And this is just really incredible. To watch this in action, to watch how this has grown, and to pick up some of the sponsorships and the partnerships that we have is just really very, very special to me, very impactful to me, and I can't thank you enough. You know, I really can't. And that is to this audience. And so for every sponsorship that we pick up, every partnership in the industry that we pick up, it's very, very, it's very motivating to me, because I look at that like we have a new challenge now. We never plateau. We have a new challenge. We have a new achievement, and that we're reaching the right audience, that we're making a difference in the world. And so whenever I see some of the haters that are out there, you know, some of the people that will try and drag you down, you know, there are plenty of people on the quote unquote right that have tried to do that over the years. I have plenty of fans on the left as well. You know, and that is what it is, right? You're going to catch flack if you're over the target. You're going to catch a lot of it, you know, but as somebody, somebody commented about me many years ago when I was getting cut into pretty doggone bad about something, and I earned it. But I was told by a senior NCO, you know, if it wasn't for thick skin, you wouldn't have any skin at all, you know, and it's because you take everything in stride. And I look at those kinds of things. I look at adversity as a challenge. It's a new thing that you have to strive towards. But I look at windfalls the same way, that now you have an expectation of performance that you have to meet, that you have people that you have to lift up, right? It's a new mission. It's a challenge that you have. You know, it is a very deep undertaking. It is a mission. You know, when I started Brush Beater Dye's store, it was a mission. It was a calling. It was to supply good people with equipment that I know that they're going to need. Equipment that I need, right? That I need. Everything that's in the store, by the way, is stuff that I use. You know, and it doesn't gather dust on the shelf for very long. These are all products that I use. So, going along there, videos up on American Partisan that I shot over the weekend. Did some testing with night vision, did some testing with thermal, got some hands-on with the tiny, tiny, tiny little AGM Stinger. Both the 384 and the 640. Did a little couple of comparison videos so you can kind of see the differences between those pieces of equipment. You can go over there, you can check that out. I really enjoyed doing that. We're going to be making a lot more videos. Got night vision stuff that's going to be coming up. And we got some new products. Working with AGM, we've got some new products that we're going to be unveiling going into the summertime that I'm really excited about. One of which has to do with a brand new design of a bridge mount for the AGM Stinger. So, you know, and I have that ability to work with them, and they, you know, my dealer rep is kind of bouncing some ideas off of me, and we have a great relationship, and that's because of the warm reception that all of you out there have given. You know, the sales numbers don't lie. And that is just such a special thing to me. It really, really is that we're able to now have a say in the demand and the development of products for what this community needs. And so I'm really excited by all that. And, you know, I promise you, all of you out there ain't gonna let you down. But we do need your support. Okay, we absolutely do need your support. So brushbeater.store, all the stuff that is over there, and of course, brushbeatergold.com. Brushbeatergold.com. Very excited. Very, very excited about what the future holds. So, diving into things here, you know, we've kind of kicked the door in on the week, some odds and sods, things that are going around. There is some new stories that are up. We have a ex-FBI agent, quote unquote. I don't think that this guy was an agent. He was a contracting officer. But even still, you know, regardless of whatever his function was in the agency, a couple of agencies, because he's apparently a contracting officer for the Central Intelligence Agency now, which is even more concerning. There's a video out, James O'Keefe style video. He's not involved in this. It's another organization. Called Sound Investigations. I haven't heard of these guys previously, anyway, they scored this one, and that certainly puts them on the map. This guy's name is Gavin O'Blennis, and he, you can check the video out. The guy looks like Orrick Goldfinger. So any of the James Bond fans out there, you're going to know Auric Goldfinger. You know, obviously, Goldfinger! That's who he looks like. So, you know, he's kind of a disheveled looking dude. Kind of looking at him. He's, you know, all right. But anyway, he's definitely got some substance abuse problems, by his eyes. I'd say he's probably alcoholic, probably among other things. But he, if you watch this video, he's got a lot of hubris, in his mannerisms. He's very, very arrogant in how he is talking. He's very stereotypical of his breed. But he's boasting here. We can put anybody in jail. We set them up. We call it a nudge. What he means by that is literally grooming patsies. When you set them up, we call it a nudge. You're nudging somebody to do something they would otherwise not do. You know, that formally is called entrapment, but you know, it's literally grooming a patsy. And he goes on here, he talks about Alex Jones. Alex Jones, to my knowledge, has answered this back saying he's going to sue them or something. You know, best of luck with that. I wish him luck. I don't really know how you do something like this, because there's just so much evidence that would have to be disclosed. It's very easy for them to sweep this under the rug. And this guy probably will end up getting fired, and because of the way that the bureaucracy is run and it self-insulates, they can just, you know, push him out, put him out to pasture wherever, make him a pariah, circulate an internal memo, and then just, you know, cover everything up, right? You know, that's not really, I mean, big scheme of things, this isn't telling us anything we didn't already know. It's certainly not groundbreaking news, but this is something that we need to be made aware of. And you can't become apathetic to it at the same time. That's the danger that we face with all this, is that people become apathetic to this type of thing happening. It's like, well, you know, they're always going, what are you going to do about it? Well, we are going to do something about it. We're absolutely going to do something about it. But we're not quite there yet. And we're going to be talking about some of that in this episode, right? But estimates 20 undercover FBI agents at January 6th. Again, you know, nothing we didn't already know. You know, if you were at January 6th, you know, and then says more significantly works with some of them now at the CIA, which is interesting. That they end up getting cross-leveled, you know, crossover into another branch. It's something that Revolver was talking about with Peter Stork some time back, that he was actually not an FBI agent, that he had worked for the CIA for a very long time and had only recently been cross-leveled to the FBI. He was tasked out. He was badged over to the FBI. And that may or may not be true. I don't know. I don't know. I don't doubt it. We'll just leave it at that. I don't doubt it. This is not something that shocks me personally. Probably isn't a shock to any of you. But again, you know, you don't need to get incensed to this. It's the fact that we know that they are doing these things. The first part of a resolution to a problem is knowing that you have a problem, right? Knowing that the problem exists. And so now we do, you know, now we do. And there's a significant amount of evidence that is just piling up, that these agencies, these bureaucracies are absolutely corrupt to the core. And there's a strong argument to be made that they always were. But, you know, again, that might be another conversation for another day. You know, on that note, though, not to beat the January 6th dead horse once more, but, you know, some of us out there, namely me, and there were a couple others, but we really got a lot of pushback for telling people not to go. Don't do that. There is nothing to be gained by large showings of people like that. There's absolutely nothing to be gained. And for everybody who has ever given me a rebuttal to that, they've never given me any sort of quantitative pushback, right? They've never given me a significant reason to challenge my own position, to say, well, you know, actually we did this, this, and this. No, you did not. You did not. You went there. It was a trap. Period. Period. End of story. There is absolutely nothing to be gained by large public outings, because on the left, when they do that, there are other activities that are happening in the background. There are actual measured goals that are being attained. When the right does it, it is nothing more than a blow-off valve. And then everybody feels fat and happy about what they did and the pictures they took and the people they saw, and then they're going to go home. And then they'll watch TV. And then you'll do nothing else. Because that's exactly what happened. Look, you can say whatever you want. You can give whatever type of rebuttal you want to that. I don't care. The results speak for themselves. You were warned. These types of large public outings don't serve much, if any, purpose at all. Now, they do, however, have one positive effect, because there is an upside to everything, is that the visibility is very good, right? You aren't alone, and it does challenge that. But at what cost? You know, we've been fighting that war online for a long period of time, and there are more positive ways of organizing yourselves. Right. So knowing that there were, quote unquote, infiltrators, right? Of course, there absolutely were. I mean, if you were the one running the show and you thought that this gigantic mob of people were all of a sudden going to threaten your grasp of power, wouldn't you do the same? You absolutely would. That's how you need to begin to look at the situation, folks. Is you need to think, what would you do? How would I kill me? All right? That's how they're going to come after you. Hey, that's what they're going to do. And if you're not thinking like that, then your head's not in the game. You must understand that this is a fight. This is a fight. You are in a fight, in a very long one. You are in a culture war. Wars are bloody. You don't always win. And they are not won with one battle. So, moving on down the line here, we have another story. Of course, this broke about a month ago, but we're revisiting it because it's relevant to what else we're going to talk about in this episode. Federal government has been illegally surveilling and building profiles for Americans in a secret portal called the DSAC. For those who oppose firearms restrictions, lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and or support border security, and are labeling them as domestic extremists. The Department of Justice, the FBI, are the ones who have this DSAC portal. That's who put this one together. And again, the domestic violent extremists, DVEs, they have their definition here. This newsletter is coming from the Office of Private Sector. That is an official circulation right here. I'm looking at the document right in front of me. where they are talking about domestic violent extremists. And this, of course, is their... Let's just read it. DVEs subscribe to regarding the U.S. government's exercise of power, influence, and initiatives, possibly including firearm legislation, the easing of immigration restrictions, and the new limits on the use of public land. Boy, that's... they're spelling it all out right there. And of course, they had to include Harry Reid's pet project with BLM, that is the Bureau of Land Management, with the new limits on the use of public land, of course, because of the Bundy Ranch and the Maller Wildlife Refuge standoff and the continuing prospects of potential drama there. But they have this. This is how they're tracking people. And they have all the tools. They have the reins of power here. This is what they are doing. This is nothing new. And so, you know, those podcasts that we've done in the past with my good friend Kay, Combat Studies Group, these are things that you really need to be paying attention to. Limiting, you know, certain, let's say certain things online, you know, and I'm not saying you should curtail free speech, because that's what they want. That's absolutely what they want. But when you're organizing people for purpose, you need to understand that you're going to be targeted, and they already have their targets, right? The human terrain mapping. They've already done all that, and it's electronic. By the way, it's electronic. It's mostly automated. They're using Alphabet for a lot of this stuff. And who is Alphabet? We'll look into them. They're utilizing Google for this. And where Google isn't collecting that data, they're using other companies. Apple, for example. Oh, but they don't... This is where somebody's going to scream, yeah, but they don't collect... They had their lawsuit against the FBI. Yeah, they did. They did. Because it was going to harmfully impact their business model at that time. The FBI and every other law enforcement agency wants a legal precedent to be able to circumvent the Fourth Amendment. Because it's not in an investigation, by the way. It is not whether or not you have the evidence. It's a question of whether or not the evidence was lawfully obtained by law enforcement. And if they disclose the sources and methods by which they lawfully obtained it, it's going to get challenged in court and it's going to get thrown out. You don't always put your sources and methods out there. Well, that's exactly how they operate. That's why that lawsuit happened. And that's why they in turn lost it against the San Bernardino shooters. That's why that happened. So that brings me to my next point here, which is really the most important piece. This is the most important story that has flown completely under the radar because there's just so many other things that are happening to talk about. And of course, all the conservatives and conservative media and everything they're talking about. You know, Trump's statement on abortion and Carrie Lake. While I'm disappointed by that, that's not the hill that I'm going to die on at this point. I am very, very upset about it. But that's an issue that we need to sidestep, because Republicans are going to cave on it regardless. Whatever. It's just, there's bigger fish we need to fry right now. And one of them is this story right here, which has completely flown under everybody's radar, but it is critically, critically important. So this is coming from Twitter, and this is from Twitter account Ford Fisher. I don't know anything about this guy, but this was brought to my attention And I feel that it's important to share this thread and this story. Virginia Kikokas, a pro-gun prepper militia, they just put everything into one pejorative there. Pro-gun prepper militia based in Eastern Virginia and formerly affiliated with the Boogaloo movement. The Boogaloo movement was never a real thing. It was this online joke perpetuated largely on 4chan. But whatever. Tells news to share that they recently kicked out a member they believe may have been plotting an explosives-related entrapment attempt against the group, or worse, Russell Richard Vane IV first made contact with Virginia Kikokas in April 2022, according to the group's leader, Eddie Ray, who goes by Ice, and member Cody Beckner, who goes by Sasquatch. Vane allegedly adopted the call sign Duke. He's the Duke. Did he drive a Chrysler Imperial with chandeliers on the front of it? I mean, it'd been a lot cooler if he did. The pair provided extensive screenshots and documents showing that since joining, Vane as Duke engaged in an escalating sequence of unusual behavior that included apparent provocations for the group to develop homemade explosives. Homemade explosives lacking an ATF registration are generally a felony. It's also just epic levels of dumbass. Epic levels of dumbass. Sasquatch and Ice spoke exclusively to News to Share to provide a thorough timeline of events that led to Duke being removed from their organization. All right, and of course, they're posing here in multicam because they always got to be posing in multicam because why not? Ice and Sasquatch say that upon reaching out to Kikokas in 2022, Duke identified himself as working for the CIA. Ooh, boy. But was allowed to remain a prospective member rather than being ejected because they believed he may have advanced knowledge of world-altering events. Ooh, okay. Goes on. Within 2 weeks of joining, the pair say Duke asked about a group fund. Say no fund exists and members pay their own way, but such a fund could fall under certain federal laws like RICO. ISIS Duke also asked about forming his own chapter and was denied. All right. In the summer of 2023, Kikokas apparently took Duke out of their recruitment chat and made him a full member. All right, so full stop. They brought him in 2022, and within a couple weeks of joining, he's asking him for money, and then they make him a full member. All right. In August 2023, the Virginia Kikokas held a joint armed rally with the Last Sons of Liberty militia led by Mike Dunn, the Gloucester school board building. All right, that one goes on. So they go on here. It ends up, I'm not going to bore you with too much more of this, but it got really, really specific with what he wanted to do, how he was trying to put specific items in the hands of guys in this group and then entice them to do certain things that, obviously they would not normally do. So this is going back to the first point that I was making, this guy that was caught on camera, this Gavin O'Blenis character, who's saying, we put anybody in jail, we set them up, we call it a nudge. Well, there you go. There's your nudge. There it is. And, we've got these screenshots here. Now, again, you could find this thread on AmericanPartisan.org. There are links to it, and I've got it up on Twitter. But, you know, looking at this and kind of viewing it from my angle as somebody who knows a thing or two about these kinds of things. The first thing is that is glaring to me is that they have a group chat chain, right? And multiple screenshots. Okay, so those are a couple things that need to stand out, you know, right up front. And what it looks like from the images that were captured here is it's either iMessage, which it probably is, I'm leaning towards that, or it is Signal. They kind of look similar, and they have a similar graphic user interface. Both of which are a security nightmare. Okay, Signal is just, look, if you're organizing people for purpose, I mean, this is bottom line up front. If you are organizing people for purpose, and that purpose is involving anything of this nature, right? Signal's definitely, you want to run far away from that, okay? It is hosted by Amazon Web Services, which ought to tell you everything you need to know. And it is scraping your data, okay? Your metadata is being transmitted with it. There are phone numbers attached to it. Okay, so they say it's encrypted, all right? Do you really think that anybody involved in that project, since it is here on U.S. soil, and Amazon Web Services, which is one of the enterprises that sends that data to the data collection center out in Utah that's owned by the NSA, do you really think that they would tell you the truth? Because anybody who's really involved in that project and who is intimately involved in that project, who's seen behind the curtain, under the hood, they've all signed NDAs. They're not going to tell you. Do you really think that they're going to do that? No. Absolutely not. Because their paycheck relies on it. I mean, just what we know is bad enough. But these guys have a group chain message where they're obviously talking about things that are probably better discussed in person, with data collection devices left far away. That's number one. Number two, why do they have a recruitment chat? Why? You know, that's been one of the perennial problems that I have seen on the right, is this desperate desire for anybody and everybody who just speaks the right words, who looks the part, who sounds the part, and you just welcome them with open arms. Yeah, all right, man. You know nothing about these people. They're not your friends. You know, there's a lot, as bad as this might sound for some out there, there's a lot to be learned from 1%er gangs, from the way La Cosa Nostra operated, still operates, right? There's a lot to be gained from that world. If you are outside of that, you don't just show up and join. You don't just get into it, okay? But because we live in this world where everything is instant gratification and everybody wants that outlet, you know, we got to look the part. We got to have the people that are telling us what we want to hear. You know, we have this desire to, yeah, we got these guys together, right? When the reality is that there really is no benchmark for joining. Not that I can see. You know, What is it? Some of the best groups. I'm going to tell you all this. Some of the best groups that I've seen that have coalesced around training. They met one another at training events. They got together, right? They were like, hey, man, you know, like this dude's solid right here. I like how he thinks. They get a little stress put to him, right? And usually they're not running around bragging about doing this or doing that or doing the things. They're not really talking about that. There's no need, right? Because everything's performance-based. It's all right, you know, and when it's time to work, work. When it's time to play, you play hard, all right? But you know why you're there. Everybody knows why they're there, and you don't have to have that conversation constantly of, you know, oh, well, it, you know, the Constitution says blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, in this article, like, okay. Well, that's real nice, but that's not why we're here. Okay. On that note, you know, these are the same guys that were showing up at Lobby Day, right? So a few episodes back, I did many episodes back now, it was a couple months ago, talked about Lobby Day, this past Lobby Day in Virginia. And, you know, again, revisited the fact that there is nothing to be gained by showing up there in, you know, clad head to toe in multicam, running around with a rifle. That was another one of the points in the thread as it went down, was that the guy went to Lobby Day, had his rifle out in public and was pointing it at people. All right. Now, whether he was really doing that or not, who knows? But the fact that they had long guns out at an event, they really didn't need it. You're going to Lobby Day, so I can't think of a better way to stand up for your Second Amendment rights and make your voice be heard than brandishing firearms out in public with no real other purpose than just to be doing it. That doesn't, you know, it really, and I'm telling you this as a 3-tour combat veteran who is a tactical trainer who has trained thousands of civilians how to shoot, and I'm telling you this, you ain't getting nowhere by doing that. And the people that are encouraging you to behave in that manner are doing you a major disservice. I know your heart may be in the right place, and I love you to death, but this is some tough love. You ain't getting nowhere like that, okay? There is a time and a place for that kind of thing, but that ain't it, all right? I don't understand why you can't show up looking somewhere professional, right? Looking professional. Having a professional presentation. I it's lost on me. I don't get it. But, you know, hey. That's neither here nor there. But the point is, the larger point behind all this is that you have to expect that you are going to get these types of characters coming out of the woodwork. You've got to expect it. When you have an organization for purpose, you have to expect that you're going to get these types of clowns. And the very first thing I have written about this, it is in the Guerrilla Dispatch Volume 1. I have talked about this ad nauseum on this podcast. The very first question that you should ask people who are wanting to join your organization, quote unquote, is how long have you lived in the area in which you reside? And then find out, because it's not that hard to find out. How long have you been here? Not why you want to join, because you're going to lie to me about that. I want to know how long you have lived here. That's why that is the very beginning of a security clearance investigation in the Department of Defense, by the way. How long have you lived in the places that you claim you lived? Because I'm establishing a timeline here. How long you lived here? That can weed out some people right then and there. Who do you know around here? Who do you know around here? Oh, you know this guy? How you know him? Right? I'm going to be as nosy as possible when I am trying to vet someone. Because, yes, my life depends on it. Right? You know, that's the thing. Is that not enough people understand that your life depends on this. The things that I have written, the things that I've said, the podcasts that I've done, everything that I'm doing revolves around keeping you alive because I have been the hunter, right? I've seen how we hunt. And I don't have any indication to believe that when such a time happens on our own soil, which I absolutely believe in my heart and soul is coming and is coming soon, very soon, that they're not going to pursue similar means on us. We've already seen it. We've already seen it. We saw it with COVID. And we saw, whether you paid attention or not, we saw the implementation of technology, the geofencing that went into it, right? All the tools. I don't know how many times you need to be told these things. And you probably think, oh, well, but what's the alternative? I've done podcasts on that. We've done it. You know, go back in the Radio Contra archives not that long ago. Kay and I did a very in-depth podcast where he broke this stuff down and gave you the tools for success. I've done threads on Twitter. I've done videos about it. Go back and find them. All right. Do your due diligence. This need that a lot of people have to be served everything on a silver platter, this instant gratification. I don't have to work for anything. You're just going to give it to me. You know, no. There are ways around it. But when you are organizing people for purpose, okay, the Taliban understood this. The IRA understood this. Every other organization that was organized for purpose that was successful. That's caveat there, that was successful, knew these things to varying degrees, and they wrote about them. Just go and you should learn, because they're pretty slick, right? They won. The results speak for themselves. You say, oh, yeah, Taliban, bunch of cave-dwelling people. Yeah, maybe so. They won. They won, did they not? Who's running the show in Afghanistan now? Taliban. Taliban is. How'd they win? Well, you know, they know a thing or two about how to run an insurgency. So, you know, and wearing multicam head to toe to give the hunter a nice, clean, positive identification on you, well, that won't it, right? That absolutely was not it. So, you know, you have to understand, though, circling back, you have to understand that there is going to be these types of characters. If they are not from the area, but they magically show up and they want to be your best friend, that's big red flag right there. If they show up and they ask about money, unsolicited, by the way, and this could be either they need money from you, meaning they're a deadbeat, you don't want them around, no way, or they want to give you money unsolicited. Ah, no strings attached. Yeah, that's a problem. Normally, also, when that fails in one way or another, they're going to try something else with you. They're going to offer you some sort of exclusive information that they have. They are some magic conduit of information that nobody else has privy to, which obviously in this case was also occurring. This guy's saying he was a CIA person. Anyway, the story goes on. It's pretty bizarre. Dude ends up faking his own death. He can't even make this up. But and recently, by the way, like last month, he faked his own death. But or at least there's strong evidence that he did. Anyhow, it's getting just all over the board here.
They will also try and entice you with that information, though. Well, it's no strings attached, but I'm hearing there's always strings attached. If people are giving you unsolicited information, insider, quote-unquote, information, there's strings attached to it somewhere. It may be bullshit, by the way. You know, one of the things that the one percenter world does with their new recruits, their prospects, is they play canary tests with them. They give them a piece of information to see where it goes, and it's normally fictitious. And they'll do it in a number of ways for a number of purposes, but they'll see who they tell with it, and it's totally made up. It might be something false about another member of the organization to see who they talk to and who they tell. It might be a meeting spot that's just fictitious. It might be some fictitious aspect of the organization, just to see where it goes. Right? It's a test to see if they're going to talk, who they're going to talk to, if they get the details right. There's a lot of things that go into a canary test. Another thing that they'll do is. And these are all ways that you can safeguard against this type of infiltration. Another thing that they're going to do is they'll tell somebody, you know, hey, we're going to meet at this location. And they'll do it, you know, like with no warning, like 10 minutes, meet us here. And then 2 minutes from the time they're supposed to be there, they'll change the location. Ah, no, you need to meet over here, right? We need to be over here. You do that because that gets inside of the reactionary gap that people don't. So if they're being surveilled, they you know, all of their surveillance, everything that they had in place, security net, is surveillance devices, the physical surveillance, you know, all of those things. Now that throws everything off, right? This is a way that you defeat surveillance, by the way. But it doesn't look like to me, and again, I'm just kind of looking at this from the outside. You know, I have not heard of this organization specifically, but I have seen images of these guys before. They were kind of hard to miss. But you can kind of take that how you will. But these guys, they were a target, right? They were absolutely a target. And you don't want to be in those crosshairs. All right, you don't want to be this. You don't want to end up here. And the fact that this mess went on as long as it did without them putting the brakes on it should really say a lot about the organization too, right? Hey man, again, these guys might mean well, but this is really dumb. Okay. All of this is really dumb, and they're going about these things the entire wrong way. You know, if an organization, let's say, like, you know, going forward for all of you out there, if an organization doesn't take those basic safeguards, like, hey guys, maybe we ought to not be using Signal. Maybe we ought to move to Session or Element or, Cypher, or, you know, any of the plethora of other far, far more secure ways of talking. And maybe we shouldn't be doing these group chats. Maybe we should back channel our communications here. Maybe, you know, we should use passphrases for intermediate stuff. And then we handle most of our business in person. We limit how we're communicating back and forth, right? We minimize our presence. Maybe we don't just invite in every Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street, right? You know, I don't know, basic things like that. Again, I'm not trying to belittle anybody, but also I'm not in the business of getting rolled up. And when you are behaving in this manner, I rolled up a lot of insurgents. All right, between Iraq and Afghanistan, I've rolled up a lot of insurgents. And usually it was small little things that got them caught. This is kind of a big thing, and we already know that they are grooming for patsies. We already know we have this guy who is a contracting officer going back to old Gavin O'Blinis, right? Art Goldfinger here, who is literally saying, hey, we're going to do this, right? We're going to do this. So, look, I understand people are frustrated. I understand that people are wanting to get active, right? I'm glad that you're doing so. That's exactly what I want you to do. That's why I got into everything that I'm doing. But there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do it. And going out to these events, you know, that are, you know, we're going to stand around for a little while out in public, they ain't getting it. All right, the publicity stuff ain't getting it. Keep a professional face. That's all I can say, right? That's all I can say. But with that said, you know, also be well-equipped. Be prepared for all the things, right? Preparedness is not just having all the stuff. It's also being financially prepared. It's being spiritually prepared, right? And with that said, again, the spirit of the Second Amendment is being well-regulated. Well-regulated means being well-trained. Brushfeeder.store/training calendar. Look forward to seeing all of y'all out there. Once more, going to circle back to brushfeedergold.com. Brushfeedergold.com. Get that gold savings plan, which is physical gold, underway. God bless. I'll talk to you again very soon. This is NC Scout out.